Roswell P. Barnes, Associate General Secretary of the Federal Council of Churches of Christ in America. Dr. Barnes.
I have combined the texts of a prayer issued for use on Invasion Day by the Right Reverend Henry St. George Tucker, President of the Federal Council of the Churches of Christ in America, and a prayer issued by the Archbishop of Canterbury for use in Great Britain. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, Father of all mankind, lover of every life, here we beseech thee the cry of thy children in this dark hour of conflict and danger. Thou hast been the refuge and strength in all generations of those who put their trust in thee. May it please thee this day to draw to thyself the hearts of those who struggle and endure to the uttermost. Have mercy on them, and suffer not their faith in thee to fail. Guide and protect them by thy light and strength, that they may be kept from evil. May thy comfort be sufficient for all who suffer pain or who wait in the agony of uncertainty. O righteous and omnipotent God, who in their tragedies and conflicts judgest the hearts of men and the purposes of nations, enter into this struggle with thy transforming power, that out of its anguish there may come a victory of righteousness. May there arise a new order which shall endure, because in it thy will shall be done in earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us and cleanse us, as well as those who strive against us, that we may be fit instruments of thy purposes. O Lord God, we humbly dedicate to thee ourselves, our nation, and our cause. Place in thy hands all we have, and all we are, and all we desire. Add unto thy most gracious keeping, we commend our loved ones and ourselves, ascribing unto thee all praise and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Barnes. The International Division of the National Broadcasting Company, working in close cooperation with the Office of War Information and the Coordinator of Inter-American Affairs, plays its daily and nightly part in the shortwaving of truth to listeners outside the United States. Throughout the weary years of oppression, the messages which have told us of progress and of growing power have been told to the peoples of every country in their own languages. Throughout the long early hours of this morning, we waited for the official announcement that would tell the oppressed of Europe that the concluding phases of their liberation had begun. What you who were listening heard, the people of the occupied countries heard, and so did listeners in every country hear whatever was broadcast to you. The question is often asked, but does anyone really hear your shortwave programs? Yes, they hear the shortwave programs from the United States, and by every means open to them, they try to let us know. Letters reach the shortwave broadcasters in the United States. Messages come through other channels. Someday, those thousands whose only light has been shed by broadcasting will be able to tell their stories. Here is one letter received a few weeks ago from a Frenchman. He is today a chief petty officer in the French Navy and on active service.
It may be of some interest to you to know that your international program is heard quite regularly in France, in 1940 and in 1941 on the West Coast, and in 1942 on the South Coast of France. I was a daily listener to your shortwave transmissions. Besides, they were not jammed like the medium waves by Vichy France and the Germans. Listening to your announcer in French yesterday afternoon brought me back memories. It was through your station that I heard that the German Lieutenant Colonel Hertz had been executed by two French patriots, Place Saint-Pierre, at 8 a.m. at Nantes, in October 1941. I heard that important news at 6 p.m. on a Monday, and it made quite a change in the course of my life. This timely information was given by your announcer, Victor McCausland, whose voice I so well remember was clear and friendly. Yours very truly. You will understand, I'm sure, why I do not read the signature of this letter. The writer's wife is still in France.
This man had made 11 unsuccessful attempts to escape from occupied France. He was a marked man. The shooting of the German colonel by two French patriots was sure to be followed by mass reprisals. The writer of this letter knew that he'd be at the top of this list of hostages. It was through an NBC shortwave broadcast that he learned of Colonel Holtz's death, and this changed the course of his life. He fled, and this 12th attempt at escape succeeded. He's been to see our French section many times. That is simply one of a great many letters and messages that find their way through to this country. Since the early hours of this morning, the news which you have heard here has been told to other countries by the powerful shortwave transmitters of the United States. NBC's international division has had its share in this work. In the hours that have passed since the news came, which galvanized the whole world, its members have told the thrilling story. Throughout the hours of tonight and the nights to come, these same people will continue to recount the unfolding of the story of liberation in 8 languages. To give you some idea of the work done here, members of each language section will, between them and in 8 languages, read General Eisenhower's thrilling message of this morning. First, in French.
Un débarquement a été effectué ce matin sur la côte française par des troupes du corps expéditionnaire allié. Ce débarquement fait partie intégrante du plan concerté des Nations Unies pour la libération de l'Europe, plan élaboré en conjonction avec nos grands alliés, les Russes. J'ai le message suivant à vous communiquer. Quoique le premier assaut n'ait pas été déclenché dans votre pays, le moment de votre libération approche.
Now in Italian.
Tutti i patrioti, uomini e donne, vecchi e giovani, hanno un compito da assolvere nel raggiungimento della vittoria finale. Ai membri dei gruppi di resistenza, guidati sia da condottieri nazionali che da capi alleati, io dico seguite le istruzioni che avete ricevuto. Ai patrioti che non sono membri di gruppi organizzati di resistenza, io dico continuate la vostra resistenza passiva, ma non mettete inutilmente in pericolo la vostra vita. Aspettate fino al momento in cui vi darò il segnale di insorgere e di colpire il nemico.
In Spanish.
Esperad hasta que yo os dé la señal de levantarse y golpear al enemigo. Llegará el día en que necesitaré de vuestras fuerzas unidas. Mientras tanto, os pido vuestra colaboración observando una estricta disciplina y un absoluto retraimiento. Ciudadanos de Francia, me enorgullezco de tener otra vez bajo mi mando a las aguerridas fuerzas francesas. Peleando al lado de vuestros aliados, desempeñaréis un papel de suma importancia en la liberación de vuestra patria.
To Scandinavia in Danish.
Da den første landgang blevet foretaget på Frankrigs jord, gentager jeg med endnu større eftertryk mit budskab til folkene i de andre okkuperede lande i Vesteuropa. Følg jeres leders instrukser. Et forhastet oprør af alle franskmænd kan forhindre jer i at blive til den størst mulige hjælp for jeres land i denne kritiske stund. Ha tålmodighed. Vær beredt.
Portugis.
Como comandante supremo da Força Expedicionária Aliada, cabe-me o dever e a responsabilidade de tomar todas as medidas necessárias para a prosecução da guerra. A obediência pronta e voluntária às ordens que eu der é essencial. A administração civil eficiente na França será entregue em mãos de cidadãos franceses.
In Swedish.
Alla personer måste fortsätta på sina nuvarande poster såvida de inte får andra instruktioner. De som gjort gemensam sak med fienden och därigenom förrått sitt land kommer att avlägsnas från sina poster. När Frankrike befriats från sina förtryckare kommer ni att själva få välja era representanter och den styrelseform ni önskar.
In German.
Im Laufe dieser Kampagne zur vollständigen Niederringung des Feindes mögt ihr zu weiteren Verlusten und Schäden kommen. Sie mögen tragisch sein, aber sie sind ein Teil des Preises, den wir für den Sieg zahlen müssen. Ich kann euch die Versicherung geben, dass ich alles tun werde, was in meiner Kraft steht, um eure Opfer zu mildern. Ich weiß, dass ich jetzt auf eure Standhaftigkeit genauso rechnen kann wie bisher. Die heroischen Taten von Franzosen, ihren Kampf gegen die Nazis und die Vichy-Satelliten in Frankreich und im französischen Weltreich fortgesetzt haben, waren ein Beispiel und eine Ermutigung für uns.
And in English. The heroic deeds of Frenchmen who have continued their struggle against the Nazis and their Vichy satellites in France and through the French Empire have been an example and an inspiration to all of us. This landing is but the opening phase of the campaign in Western Europe. Great battles lie ahead. I call upon all who love freedom to stand with us. Keep your faith staunch. Our arms are resolute. Together we shall achieve victory. This, if you like, is a composite language picture of General Eisenhower's message. It will serve to give you a slight suggestion of the shortwave broadcasting from the United States to the whole world on a round-the-clock schedule. We return you now to NBC's invasion programs.
And here in the NBC newsroom, a bulletin has come to our attention which points to another theater of war. NBC monitors in San Francisco have just reported that the Tokyo radio has just left the air suddenly and without explanation. I'll repeat, NBC monitors in San Francisco have just reported that the Tokyo radio has just left the air suddenly and without explanation. Now back to the European theater with this bulletin. The secret German Radio Atlantic has just broadcast that the Germans, fearing an uprising of the millions of slave workers inside the Reich, have ordered all work camp and Stalag guards to be on the alert for weapons dropped from the air by Allied planes. Guards have been reinforced and stockades strengthened around the workers' barracks. The NBC monitors heard this broadcast. And at approximately 4:15, ladies and gentlemen, we'll bring you another eyewitness account, a special broadcast from London, a reporter who has just come back from the beachheads. In the meantime, we bring you some music.